This is the section of Braja Sakhi Mahima, the glories of the Sakhis of Vrindavan, Brajadam, Brajabhumi. We'll be hearing about the Sakhis and Manjaris. They relish the topmost bliss and compare to the Brajagopis and Sakhis, the celestial demigoddesses, beautiful maidens of the heavenly planets, are nothing more than a piece of straw. We heard about the divine beauty of Radharani and some specific verses describing the transcendental forms of the Pran Sakhi Manjaris of Radha, the Palidasi Manjaris, the tenderly protected loving maid servants of Radharani. And we've been hearing chapter 4 in verse 4 through 6 about the divine beauty of Radharani's form. So we'll look at examine verse 6. I don't think we looked at that yet.
Shigor yari samasta devya vanita rupaika viprun maha rupaikam buddhi koti koti su chamat kara kara anga shriya devya neka vichichaman mata kala chaturya simantaya Shama Premarasan Mohur Mohurati Pradanchi Romanchaya. Shama Premarasa. Shama Premarasa Mohur Mohurati Pradanchi Romanchaya. The sweet bodily beauty of Sri Radha defeats the beauty of millions of oceans of beauty. And the beauty of transcendental women like Lakshmi and Gauri is not comparable to even a drop of that ocean of Radharani's beauty. Srimati Radhika is the personification of sweet transcendental beauty. Radhika is very expert in the art of various transcendental amorous pastimes. And now, Sri Radha is repeatedly manifesting the symptoms of ecstatic love, such as hairs standing on end due to being absorbed in the transcendental mellows of love for Krishna. Shama Premaras. She's absorbed in Shama Prema Rasanidhi Ati Pradanchi Ramanchaya. We can see another translation, chapter 4. Radharani's wonderful beauty is millions and millions of oceans of beauty. Where the beauty of Lakshmi, Gauri, and all the splendid demigoddesses is not equal to even a single drop. Radharani stands at the topmost limit of splendid, wonderful skill in the arts of love, and her bodily hairs stand erect as she again and again tastes the nectar of pure love for Radha and Shyam. This word mohur mohur means again and again. So she's tasting the nectar over and over again, Prema Ras, Shama Prema Ras, beautiful glories of Radharani's beauty and her expertise in pleasing Krishna by her love, the proficiency of her expressions of intimate love. And as she serves the Lord and pleases Shamsundar with her every glance and word and movement and gesture and breath and song and movement, then she herself also relishes this wonderful ras, mohur mohur, the sham prema ras. As ras is generated in the combination of the prema shraya and the prema vishaya, generates ras when all the other components mix together in loving harmony of divine intimacy and union. So it says, koti koti, millions and millions of this Maharupaika, Vanita Rupaika Viprun, Shri Gauri Adi Samasta, Divya Vanita, all the forms of all the different transcendental personalities, beginning with Shri and Gauri, Shri Gauri Yadi, beginning with Lakshmi Devi and Gauri, and all Samasta and all of them, with their divine forms, useful forms, Divya Vanita Rupaika. Radharani's form is Maharupa Ek Ambudi. Her form is like one ocean, and it's like a whole ocean, her form, ocean of beauty. And Shamadkara Karanga Sriya, millions and millions of moons can't compare to it. And she churns the mind, Manmanat Kala, Diva Neka Vichitra, she churns the mind with her chaturya, with her expert in the art. Says the Manmata Kala. It's interesting phrase. Very beautiful way of saying amorous sports. They say in sometimes Rati Kali, conjugal dalliance or enjoyment. Manmata, as you know, is the name for Cupid or Kandarpa, Kamadev, the god of love. Man means heart and mind, and Mata means Matura, the place where churning goes on, Matura. So Manmata Kala means the arts of Manmata. It's really wonderful. It says Divya, Divya Vichitra, and the transcendental variegated arts of lovemaking. Radharani is Chaturya Simantaya. It's another very amazing Sanskrit. Simantaya, as you know, Simantaya means the part in the hair is called Simanta. So she's Chaturya Simanta. In other words, she's the top, you know, she's on the top of the head of all clever lovers, Chaturya. Clever lovers. She's a Simanta, Chaturya Simanta. And what art? In the art of Manmata Kala. Kala means art. And it says she's very expert. Chaturya. She's the crest jewel of all experts in lovemaking. She's very expert in the art of various transcendental amorous pastimes. Manmata Chara Kala Chaturya. And because of her expertise in pleasing Krishna, Krishna's experiencing so much ecstasy, and she's relishing the rasa of Krishna's ecstasy, Shyam Prema Ras. And by relishing that loving mellows and sentiments swirling in Krishna's heart when they come together in divine rapture of union, then Radharani's hair stands on end as she absorbs herself in love of God. So this is a nice description about Radharani's beauty, that all the demigoddesses and even the divine personalities like Lakshmi, their beauty, their Divya Vanita Vanita, Divya Vanita Rupaika, is not equal to a drop. It's not even equal to a drop of the ocean of Radharani's beauty. This is a verse about the glories of the Braja Sakis, the number one Saki, Radharani, the Mukhya Saki. And now we can hear some more verses about Braja Saki Mahima. This is something about this is the messenger services. This is the MMS, Mandri Messenger Service. You have SMS, that's Shah Messenger Service. SMS means Shah Messaging Service. But MMS means the Mandri Messenger Service. And messengers, there's a word in Sanskrit for a messenger, it's called duty. So do your duty. Carry out the message. That's in chapter 961. We want everyone to deeply think now that they're in the spiritual world and they're attending Radharani as their maidservant. They're in their Nitya Sharir, Siradeya. And some of the services of the mantras are being described here. Mantrado mridu shitalamarta gira samprichyamanam kachit Savali parivancha kele gatanai adishyamanam kvachit. Uktva kinshna karichit priyamanam prinaiva sampreshtitam. Anandam buni davad agadda madure ni madhya ramanchitam. Sometimes the Manjari or Sakhi asks a question with nectaring, soothing, sweet words. Those are very nice words. Mridu Shitalamrita Gira Samprachyamanam. She asks a question with her words, or gira, which are nectarine, cooling. They're sweet, mridu, comforting, soft, sweet, and shitala, cooling and soothing, nectarine words. Wonderful way to describe the voices of the manjaris. How wonderful they are. Mridu, mridu gira. Says mantra do, beginning with some mantra. Mridu shitala amrita gira sampritcha pritchamanam. Sometimes the manjari asks a question of Radharani with nectarian amritam, soothing, cooling, sweet words. Sometimes that manjari is chosen over the other gopis to make arrangements for amorous pastimes. Kele gatana yadishyamanam. Sarvali, as you know, I've often told, the word Ali means gopi and Sarva means all. Sarva Ali parivanchya. She is chosen, parivanchya. She's chosen over all the other sakis to make arrangements for this adishya, adishyamanam. What kind of adishya? Kele gatana, gatana, kele gatana. To make arrangements for our amorous pastimes, kele gatanaya, adishyamanam. Because sometimes Rupa Manjari will say, hey Sakhi, hey Manjari, hey Kinkari, go to Nandagram quickly. Radharani is waiting anxiously to meet Shyam and her full bungalow. Please hurry. So sometimes the Manjari is lovingly sent somewhere with secret information. Well, this is the duty, the messenger. Due to being merged in unlimited ecstasy, the bodily hairs in that Sakhi Manjari's body sometimes stand on end. So Agra Madhurya Nirmajya, being merged in that ecstasy, she her hair stand on end. So that being merged in the ecstasy is not simply a solitary passive event, as someone simply sits down and merges in the ecstasy of the Brahman or something. But she's merging in the ecstasy, but she's moving. Usually when people merge, they meditate and they absorb themselves in some particular meditation and sitting one place doing basically nothing except controlling their mind and life affairs and meditating and trying to merge their existence, Nirvishesh Brahma. And that way they experience some types of sattvic vikars or symptoms of ecstasy, which they try to restrain because they're not supposed to do that. Relish something different from the Brahman itself, which is non-variegated. But this Sakhi Manjari is totally in ecstasy, merged in ecstasy, and she's running all over the place. She's carrying messages back and forth. And she's running here and there all over the forest, going from Nandagram, running from Radhakund to Nandagram and back, bringing Shyam. And she's asking questions to understand the situation of Radharani's heart and her desires. Very soothing and comforting words she speaks to Radharani. And she's chosen for some secret mission to bring Krishna for Avisar, to meet Radharani. So these are some of the very wonderful and intimate sweet services that the Manjaris render. So this is another one of their mahima, their glory and glorious services that they do and experiences they have, and while rendering services for the Pilesha, Radharani and Krishna are also very glorious and fulfilling, ecstasy producing. And now we're going to hear something about Lita Sakhi and some of the other Sakhis. This is in verse, That was 961. Let's read another translation here, see what we, a little more insight. When the Manjari is asked, then she gives advice. And when she replies and gives advice, that Manjari speaks gentle words, sweet and cooling as nectar. A little more refined, the cooling part is there. So we have in our Sakhi Samaj, we have Shito Prem Balm. Shito Prem Balm means Mridu Shitalamrita Gira, to speak very gentle mridu words which are sweet and cooling as nectar. And when that Manjari Kinkari Sakhi is ordered to facilitate the divine couple's pastimes, being engaged as a duty, she will affectionately repeat Radha's love letter to Krishna. So she will run to Krishna and repeat the prema samprishtam, and her bodily hairs will stand up, and that Manjari will become plunged in the fathomless sweet ocean of transcendental bliss. Well, that's the way to go. Be plunged in an ocean of unlimited transcendental bliss. Seems quite far removed from our present day experience, which is not exactly an ocean of transcendental bliss. It's called Bhavasindhu. It's a horribly miserable ocean of material existence, filled with the crocodiles of lust and alligators of greed and snakes of envy. Obeisances to Lita Sakhi in chapter 9, verse 23. Sarvat yutama damato japari bhatyananda samrajya brid brindaranya miheva bhati sakalasharyam kishoradvayam tat pranatma mahasubhava lalitad yali nideshe stito yonta shrishta tanusparan rasamayam chesteta tasmai namaha. The abode of Vrindavan, which is the kingdom of bliss, is situated above all the transcendental planets. Brajadam is the residence of the most wonderful divine young couple. The gopis headed by Lalita, who are adorned with the highest emotions, accept this young divine couple, Radha Govinda, as their life and soul. I, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, offer my obeisances unto everyone or anyone who follows in the footsteps of the Brajagopis and who always endeavors to serve Radha Govinda Yugal in their own individual suitable Siddhadeyas, spiritual bodies. This is Sarva Uttam Dhamato. Sarva Uttam Dhamato. Vrindavan is the, of all the topmost dhammas, Uttam Dhams, it is the topmost of the topmost of all of them. Bhatyananda Samrajya. The Samrajya. Samraj means the emperor, or what does it mean? Wealth, opulence.
Kingdom,
Samraja. Vrindavan is the greatest kingdom of unlimited bliss, the forest of Vrindavan. And everything there is ascharya, wonderful, amazing. Kishore Dvayam means that, Dvaya means that pair of Kishore. Nitya Kishori Pritama Jodi. That song is there. Nitikishori Pritamajori. Shamagori Pritamajori. Shamagori Nitikishori Pritamajori Shirare.
Rasa Rasa Rangi, all this, that very beautiful song. Glorifying Radha and Krishna, Yugo. So they lived there. Tat Pranatma Mahasubhava Lalita. And we can see another translation here. May my queen, or excuse me, 23. Above the highest transcendental abode is the blissful kingdom of Vrindavan, where the wonderful Ashcharya Kishordvayam, where the wonderful divine young couple are splendidly manifest. I offer my respectful obeisances to that person who, situated in his own desired spiritual form, sweetly carries out the orders of Lalita and the other gopis who love the divine couple more than their own life's breath. Lalita, Adi Ali. Lalita is the Adi Ali, beginning all the Sakis, Nideshi Stito. So this is a beautiful verse glorifying Vrindavan. Vrindavan is that topmost spiritual abode where Radha and Krishna reign supreme and are surrounded by their topmost loving servitors known as the gopis. And the leader, the Mukhya Gopi, the leader of all the gopis, is Lalita Sakhi. She's a Yuteshwari, a group leader, but she's the leader of all the other Yuteshwaris also. She's the number one. And she stands there in the honorable, respectable position on the right-hand side of Krishna, because Krishna is her servant. The master is always kept on the right-hand side. So you always see Lalita's to the right of Krishna, keeping him under the control. And Vishakha is on the other side of Radharani, keeping Radharani under control. So Radha and Krishna can't get out of control as long as Lalita and Vishakha are flanking them on either side, which they eternally are. And when they're not right there, then they send in their representatives in the most confidential, intimate settings of Kunjalila. Then Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and others enter the Kunja to render the services which are inaccessible to Lalita and Vishakha due to their equality with Radharani. And he's also glorifying the devotees that are endeavoring to follow in the gopis' footsteps and worship them. Spuran Rasamayam Shweshta Tanu. Tanu means body. Shweshta Ishta Anta means internal. Shweshta Tanu Anta means that form which the sadhaka cherishes within his mind and heart. Anta Shweshta Tanu Spuran. That form which is manifest at the time of meditation, and that form is Rasamayam Cheshtata. And Cheshtata, and of course this Rasamaya means at the level of Bhava, at the level of Bhava when one is Rasamayam and internally meditating Antak Shweshta Tanu, one is Siddhadeya or Tanu, spiritual form, filled with rasa and bhava, then he cheshtata, engages in various activities for the pleasure of the divine couple. That is quite a high accomplishment in sadhana bhajan, practically perfection. And those highly advanced and elevated sadhakas who have attained the pinnacle of devotional advancement of bhava and prema, to their feet,
To their feet, Prabhupada Saraswati is falling down and offering his respects, as all of us would also do. I offer my obeisances, Tasmai Namaha, unto those who follow in the footsteps of Lita Sakhi and the Gopis, and those great devotees who always endeavor to serve Radha and Krishna in their own suitable spiritual bodies. Stito antak shvesta tanusparan. So this verse, of course, he's once on one level. It's amazing how he can travel so far in one verse. You go to the topmost planet, you go beyond all the millions and millions of Vaikuntha planets, koti koti planets, so many millions of Vaikuntha planets. Go to the very topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, and Madhurya Dham, Vrindavan, Braja Bhumi, and the topmost form of Krishna, not Dwarka Krishna or Mathura Krishna, not Purna Bhagavan or Purnatara, but Swayam Bhagavan, Purnatara Bhagavan, Lila Purushottam Sham, and the topmost form of Shakti, the Adya Shakti, Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha, Prishubhana Nandini Radha, Ashtashakhi Shiromani Radha. And there, they're surrounded by their topmost servitors, Sakhis and Manjaris, in the topmost place, in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Then from there, they come all the way down through all the Vaikunthas and all the heavenly thousands of higher planets to the earth planet. One simple Saralata Sharanagata Sadhaka, who's simply doing his Leela Smaran and chanting pure Shudanam and reaching out to that topmost abode of Goloka and praying and endeavoring to follow Gopi Anugata, Lita Sakhi Anugata, Sakhi Brinda, E Nivedana Dara Sakhi Ranugata Kara, his Nivedan, his only wish. Nivedan means invitation? What does that mean? His only submission, his only petition, his only submission or petition at the feet of those Sakhis is, please give me the Adhikara, allow me to enter there and render eternal service at all of your lotus feet, because without your glance of mercy, without the mercy of the gopis of Vrindavan, the Nitya Parishads, and their heartfelt blessings, it's impossible to attain perfection, sadhana bhajan, or enter the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he offers his humble obeisances. I offer my respectful obeisances. This is the beautiful words of Saraswati Pad, Vrindavan Mahimamrita. I offer my respectful obeisances to that person situated Stito antakshvesta tanus, situated in his own desired spiritual form, who is sweetly carrying out the orders of Lita, Sakhi, and other Sakhis, who love the divine couple more than their own life's breath. So he's showing honor to the divine couple and all their parishads. They are all, of course, nitya siddhas, Kaya Vyuhas, Radharani, direct expansions of her body, her eternal loving associates. But simultaneously, he's offering obeisances and honor to all the sadhakas on this plane of jivas, Nityabhata jivas, who are now sadhana siddhas and sadhakas endeavoring to enter that wonderful abode of Radha Krishna's sweet pastimes of Vrindavan, which are so glorious and so nectarine and so attractive, fulfilling, blissful, charming, and sweet. And we pray to Prabhupada Saraswati because he himself, he's praying to these sadhakas who are attained as perfection, but he himself is Tunga Vidyasakhi. So all of us can pray to him to bless us with the same fortune, to someday enter that holy abode of Vrindavan in our Siddhadeyas and serve the divine couple. I'd like to thank all the devotees who have been patiently listening to these classes over the last few months and giving us their support and encouragement to speak. something, or at least try to, and we humbly offer our most humble and respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas who have been attending these classes or hearing them later, and pray sincerely that everyone, that all the kind-hearted devotees will forgive us if we made any offenses at their holy feet, or if we said anything incorrectly, please forgive us. And I hope that in the future, a few months from now or so, we can start these classes again and hear the Sarikatha.